I'm Talkin', episode 373 for June 8th, 2025. This is Joel from the I'm Talkin' Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking father. I realize not everyone feels the same about the word father. I happen to have a very good dad when I was growing up. He has since passed, and I hope that my kids think that I was a good father to them as well. And it's also important that I be a good grandpa or a grandfather, as it were. So this is an important role in most of the world. And I think when we see things break down in the world in which we live, it's often because a father is absent. But that's a whole different subject. So I'm just going to talk about what I'm thinking at the moment. So when I think of father, I think of a relationship, and I think of how that changed over time, and often does, where there's such a role of leadership and guidance, and then at some point they become a friend and a confidant, and then at some point it might even change where they're looking back to the son. But in this case, father just holds a connotation of strength, of character, when it's done correctly. And therein lies the challenge for those of us who call ourselves Christians. This week's word comes from Matthew 6:14, where it says, "If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you." And that's a verse that holds a lot of weight, but it's talking about a heavenly Father. And that word is used not because it's just what follows, but because that relationship is important. Seeing God as our Father is an important thing to Christians, not so much that we have the responsibility, the challenge to live up to being a father like God the Father is, but it is a role model and it is something we can look at. And I think of last week in Psalm where it says, "The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him." Those are also verses of forgiveness, which is the same as Matthew 6:14. So there's a lot of similarities between what the world thinks of when they think of a good father, of a father figure, and what the Bible portrays. The major difference is the God of the Bible is perfect. So when we look at God as the Father and we are his children, there's a perfection in that leadership, a perfection in that guidance. And so the challenge for us is to follow it full-heartedly, to go after his character, to go after and love the Father of our soul, the Father of creation, the Father of Christ dying on the cross, the Father who is everything. And then we can lead others to the loving, forgiving, accepting nature of the best Father they will ever know. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talkin' Microcast.